Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I don't know. I know that you've just moved house, so you might not even be able to answer this, but I'm going to ask you a question about your house or any of the houses you've lived in.
Okay.
Have you ever lived in a house with a letterbox that's had no junk mail on it?
Yes. My new house is the only house I've ever lived in that has no junk mail on it, and I tried to take it off, and it's glued on there.
Well, of course it would be.
Well, and I was like, I love junk mail.
Oh.
I live for junk mail.
But you exclusively refuse to get the mail out of the mailbox.
Yeah, but then it's when it's brought to me by my minions.
He prefers it when you call him your husband.
I actually got really excited when I went to Aldi and they offered me the catalogue.
Oh, thank God.
My wife's a big fan. I'll take the catalogue because I don't get it in my mailbox anymore.
Is your no junk mail sign working? Because I'm curious. I've on my walk to work every day, it takes about 15 minutes to get to the bottom of Gerringa where I park. There's so many houses that have no junk mail.
Yeah.
And I see junk mail just flowing out. Just exploding onto the sidewalk.
I wish. If only,
and,
Tim.
Like, you don't have to respect that, right?
It's not a law. I don't think it's a suggestion.
Yeah, but it's like... There's no, like, governing body where it's like, oh, no, we caught you. You've been giving junk mail to people that have no junk mail, please, written on their letterboxes. Like, it's not a crime to ignore that.
It's probably not a crime. But
where most signs in our society, if it says something, you follow that rule, right?
I just thought maybe they didn't have any junk mail in Rippleside.
Yeah. Actually, it doesn't get past
the barrier.
The barrier. Security doesn't let that in. No.
They don't do junk mail catalogs for like Prada, Louis Vuitton.
I can't stop thinking about it. I don't get a lot of junk mail in the creek, in Armstrong Creek, but I'm thinking if I want to get it, like if I'm someone that's delivering junk mail and I see a no junk mail, please. I don't know if it's just me. I'm
putting it
more
in.
Inclined.
I'll give you
to
three.
Put it in.
Yeah. I have three catalogs.
You want to know what's in every Harvey Norman in Geelong right now? Here you go. Because I'm thinking about putting one up just to see if there's no junk. There's a change there. But
nah, but then you lose your junk mail privileges. Do you remember one year you gave me junk mail for my birthday? Because I told you I liked it so much. You collected it for a month and you wrapped it up and gave it to me as a gift.
What a friend.
I loved it.
And you tell
we
me, you tell me I'm not a gift giver. I listen. I know what's going on. What a bad friend.
Do you really not remember
what
that?
Horrible
you got me
friend.
A real gift as well, but I opened the junk mail first.
I was going to say, I know that I give you cards that have nothing to do with your current situation. They'll be like, happy 8th birthday, little boy, with the junk mail.
I'm pretty sure it was
some
like
sick prank.
A Kmart and a Reject Shop catalog.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's real good.
I didn't realize. Okay. All right, so you're saying it currently works.
Yeah, I think it does. But maybe the rules are different in Central Geelong.
We know the wages are, so it makes sense.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, you know how much I love Kmart?
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't ever a time where I'm walking past a Kmart and I go, you know what, don't feel like going inside today.
Yeah.
I think I'll keep all my money.
I went there yesterday for the first time in months, if not maybe like close to 6 months. It's been so long. I don't know why. And when I go to Kmart now, I look at stuff and I just go, Jess has got that. Jess has got that. Jess has got that. Like, well, I found your whole, like, you know how you contact paper your books because you're 14 years old?
Naturally.
I found the entire section where you did that. I was like, oh, I shouldn't even leave the, it's all in this one spot. I thought you'd like gone to all these different stores.
That's why it's so convenient.
It sounds like an ad.
It's definitely not an ad.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk because maybe you saw this product. It's a new product that's come out at Kmart. And again, not sponsored at all. But
use the discount code Jess at the checkout bin for 5% off at the Belmont store.
I wish. It's a phone holder for the shower.
God, of course you bought it, hey?
I haven't bought it.
Bro.
But I'm considering it.
As if you have
not
bought it.
I haven't bought it. I haven't seen it in stores. I just saw an article about it because a lot of people are saying, why would I need a phone holder for a shower? I'm in the shower for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, why do I? And I was like, to be alone with my own thoughts.
If there was only a spokesperson for someone who's been doing this for years, on the pulse, on trend, Jessica. Right?
And like, usually, like, you know, I don't usually take my phone all the way into the shower. I'll leave it like playing on the like on the basin.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, Gilmore Girls in the shower. Sounds good to me.
So what, talk us through
sure.
why you have to watch television while
you're showering.
Well,
it's not even about watching television, like, because I don't watch a show that, like, I need to concentrate on. Like, yeah. If I'm watching a show, I'm watching a show. But, like, the Gilmore Girls I've seen about 17,000 times. So if I'm in the shower, it's good to have on in the background because it's a bit of background noise. I've watched it so much that, like, when I'm listening to it, I can see what the characters are doing without looking at the screen.
Sorry, you've totally misheard my question. Why do you need to do that?
I don't like to be alone with my own thoughts very long.
That's concerning.
And sometimes my showers can take up to 4 minutes.
Wow.
I don't.
Water bills in Rippleside coming through. Hey! Hey!
If I'm doing an everything shower, I like to have a little entertainment.
Everything shower, you know. Pits, bits, meal prep. Might do some calendaring, shared calendar, you know, those kind of things.
But look, a lot of people are very divided on this. Would you ever take your phone into the shower?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't put it off to the side. I don't listen to music while I'm in there.
You don't even listen to music?
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm crazy. Crazy Tim. Zany. Zing, zap.
What's the difference between having a phone holder and, like, a shower speaker? Do you know
what
I mean?
Probably two therapy sessions. Maybe a free month. I don't know.
Someone help me out here. 5223295. Do you use your phone in the shower? Maybe you're just like me and you keep it off to the side.
Well, see, the reason I think less of you while you're speaking about this is
because
I know
you think less of me.
Because I know you so well. And, like, I know you're like, I don't like to be alone with my own thoughts. I think it's just habit. I think you've just been doing it because I know for a fact that you will, like, give your husband a kiss while he's doing a poo.
Why did we need to bring that up?
Oh, because you brought it up 2 weeks ago and I thought enough time had passed to bring it back up. So I don't know if it's
that, like, has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's a weird, you have weird rules of when you want to be alone mm-hmm. compared to where you need to be surrounded by things or noise or
right.
people.
5223295. Do you use your phone in the shower?
Yeah.
I need someone to back me up here. I can't be the only person who thinks this is a genius invention.
Have you ever been, like, traveling and been in a shower that doesn't line up with kind of your home setup? So you've had to bring it, like, there's like a shelf inside the shower
yes.
that you brought in? That's
yes.
not okay, Jess.
I have done that.
Sorry, you're answering like it's a good thing.
It's probably why my phone is so messed up at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, it is falling apart.
It just turns off.
Yeah.
And yeah, literally the back fell off. But yeah, who knows what it could be. We'll have to go to the phone experts for that one. Give us a call. Is it weird? Sorry. Why is it weird
no,
to shower with your phone?
Do you shower
How wet
your phone?
Should your phone get? 52232955. Give us a call. Is yours dripping right now? Kim in Bell Post Hills giving us a call on 52232955. Kim, are you calling
yes.
through on a sopping wet device that you've had in your shower?
Oh, no, I wouldn't take my phone in the shower, especially not in a case that's only $10.
Mm. I was going to say, the $1,000 product being protected by $10 worth of microplastics.
Oh, like when I take it to the beach, though, I put it in a sandwich bag. What's the difference? Sandwich bag's much cheaper.
Oh, Jess, you should see my face right now. Oh, no.
Kim, how do you, when the whole time Jess was talking about that, about watching television while she's in the shower, like, at the end of the day, whatever. If that's what you want to do while you're showering, I'm not here to judge you, except unless your name's Jess. But is it something you've ever done, or you just go, no, this product is ridiculous?
I wouldn't do it, but my son would be all over that.
Okay. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
He is, like, technology obsessed, so he would totally sit there with his phone in the shower.
Should we
and
stop talking about it in case he says, Mum, can we buy this?
Oh, he's not going to tell me anything when he's nonverbal, so it's all good.
Sorry, Kim.
It's fine.
That will. No. All right.
It didn't get awkward. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I had that coming.
Gone immediately red.
I had that coming. Just what a follow-up. All right. Kim.
Got him.
Good day to you.
And a good day to you too, sir.
Bye bye now.
Well, I didn't think it would go there.
No. How'd you get out clean of this? That's what I want to know. Unbelievable. Well, I feel bad. I'm going to talk to Kim. Give me a moment.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I witnessed something truly beautiful this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe it, but I will try my best, being a radio program, best to use the words, as
please.
My mentor says, say words, Tim. And God, lucky me. Go for a walk every morning where I live in Armstrong Creek. I don't know about you, but when you go for a walk, like I walk my son to daycare,
yeah,
and I'll change it up. Like, there's a more efficient route. I guess
sometimes you want to go see a scenic route.
Spice it up, sure. You know? Maybe I'll go the left side of the creek. Maybe I'll go north side of the creek. Who knows what's going on? And was walking, picked the efficiency route this morning. No time to muck around. A to B, let's go.
Yeah.
Back from B to A, let's go. Saw two pigeons. No.
Thank God you took that route.
Saw two pigeons. One of them was doing a mating dance.
Oh, that is fantastic. Right? That is fantastic.
Like shit you see on David Attenborough stuff.
What was it doing? Describe it.
It was one of those pigeons with the pointy hat. Like, you know, it's got like, it's like a slicked up point.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not exactly
Mohawk
sure.
Mohawk pigeon.
Yeah, Mohawk pigeon. And so, the males, from what I can understand, are the ones that do the mating dance.
I didn't know they did a mating dance.
It seems a bit sexist for the females to do it, doesn't it? Dance for me. Like if it's a male bird, you know. Whereas like
so the men are trying to win over the women.
Yep. So, right. But pigeon is not, as they would say in the bird marketing business, not very sexy.
No,
you know, very grey and brown, right. Which really holds its back. So it's really got to work on the
mohawk. Though. Yeah, that's working for it.
Yeah, but if you're wearing a mohawk, but you're wearing just like beige,
yeah,
like it really, really sours the mohawk. So the male pigeon was. He had his tail feathers,
yep,
like flared out the back, trying to be a peacock. And how do I describe?
Was like bowing.
Bowing, but it was kind of like someone, you know, that viral thing where they were like, "Oh, I'm going to put my arm here, and you close your eyes and weave."
Oh yes, underneath it.
So he's full tail feathers,
yep.
Going, check this out, babe, and then just
duck and weaving.
Duck and weave.
Right.
Duck and weave.
And was the female pigeon like, that don't impress me much? Or
well,
was she into
she
it?
Was like,
oh, okay, she was really into it. That's a turned on pigeon.
And I'm walking with my wife and I'm like, I don't know if it's working for you. But we should get back home pretty fast. I am like, firstly, I felt bad because it was in the middle of the path. Get a room. I felt
bad. Well, they haven't got a room notoriously.
Yeah, I know.
They're outdoors.
But then they see us and he's like, tail feathers
go
in and they walk off.
A bit embarrassed.
I don't know if he.
Maybe
I don't
she
know
just
if any,
agreed. And they were
know.
Off to.
I don't know if any eggs are coming out of that.
Oh.
Like out of that exchange. I don't
sure.
think. I think I interrupted it. And when my son yelled turtle, I don't know if that was a...
Not a turtle.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a...
Mm.
And then I was like, no, that's a bird. And he went, peck, peck. And I was like, yeah, we're figuring it out, but you're killing the mood.
Peck,
I know you're 18 months, but read the room. We've stumbled into something. I'm so sorry.
Yep.
But I've never seen a live mating dance.
I feel like you shouldn't have ruined the mood. Like if that pigeon was into it.
Oh, just... it's more about what's inside.
That's what I've always said.
It's the personality of the pigeon, not the feathers.
Maybe she just didn't like it. It's okay for
her
not
I'm
to be
I mean, I'm assuming
it
was a mating net. It might have been two pigeon mates mucking around going, oh, look at me, Steve. What am I? I'm one of those birds on those David Attenborough shows. Oh, how you going?
There's a weird man with long hair.
His son's calling us turtles. I don't get it. But yeah, I don't want to say like if you get the chance to experience it, just like, take it in because that is a bit sus.
God, and this was on the short route to daycare. Imagine you'd taken the long way.
Oh, the whole way. Love it. I think we should do, mate. Try it if you're listening and you got a partner or you want to woo someone.
Mm.
Give them the mating dance. Get into your undies and just start Mick Jaggering around the bedroom.
Can I film you doing the mating dance and put it on our socials?
100%.
Excellent.
I'll throw it back for our listeners.
At K-Rock Geelong.
There's nothing I won't do for the
listeners.
Give
me 5 minutes.
You don't need five. Oh. Give me 30 seconds.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know that usually you like to be the shock of the Tim and Jess show.
I don't like to be. I have to be.
Yeah.
We're two cookie cutter little bitches who never say anything controversial. So I think, and offering the audience every now and then.
Because you don't want to be a full-time shock jock.
That sounds exhausting. Mm. I don't have it in me. But sometimes I bring out, it's character. I bring it out.
Yeah.
Say something controversial like slow cookers are better than air fries. Whole bunch of people just like fully abuse you online and on the phones. And then you go,
I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. Whatever. And then I revert back to little milky Tim. Little boring vanilla Tim.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd really like to borrow your shock jock hat today.
Well, you're not making a big call.
I am making a big call.
That's trademarked and TM'd to TIM. Could you make a controversial statement?
Sure, I'll make a controversial statement.
Yep. Okay, all right, well, let's... Oh, storms are brewing.
Here she is.
What do we got?
I want to talk about leopard print.
Right.
I think leopard print is coming back in a big way.
Wowzers.
Yep. And I mean, I don't care what you think, obviously.
Oh, yeah. For people new to the big calls or the controversial statements, if you're making it, you're not allowed to care what anyone thinks. Even if they agree with you, that's the weird thing. You're handcuffed. You can't. Their hands are tied behind your back on that.
52232955. I think leopard print is making a big comeback. So.
Can I ask two questions?
Please.
Actually, I think it's a two-part of one question.
Mm.
How many episodes of The Nanny have you watched lately? And why have you been inspired by Sabrina Carpenter dressing up as Fran Drescher?
Both accurate and fair questions. I won't address either of them.
It was a single question with two parts.
I bought myself a new dress over the weekend.
Leopard print, babe.
Full leopard print.
Now, you're
head to toe.
You are the brightest Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Normally.
That's my neutral.
Yeah, it's you toning it down.
It's me toning it down. And I showed a friend of mine and she went, it's giving Flintstones.
No, that's Scooby-Doo. I was about to go, ruh-roh. What are they doing?
Are you thinking of like the sound it makes when
they're trying to push the car?
That one?
All right.
Anyway, I was outraged. I was like, no, girl, leopard print is coming back.
It depends. How high up are you holding the giant dinosaur bone?
I don't have a giant dinosaur bone.
Okay. Are you wearing shoes?
I don't have a giant dinosaur bone. I am wearing shoes. And I don't look like Fran Drescher, but God, I wish I did. Leopard print is just coming back, Tim. So, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
It is. Finally, I can start bringing it out of my wardrobe more often, because I have many leopard print dresses.
All right.
And this is just the newest one to the collection.
Do you think leopard print is coming back so much that males could potentially get in on it?
Why not?
Would you?
You should get yourself. You know, they've got like...
I was going to ask you to get it for me.
Leopard print denim jackets.
Wowzers.
I want one so bad. So bad. They've even got matching skirts.
I wouldn't wear it with the... No, I wouldn't wear it with your dress. A lot of leopard. You might get shot with a net.
It's my neutrals. Why can everyone wear beige on beige and I can't wear leopard on leopard?
I know you don't care because you're not allowed to. Because that's the whole, you signed the contract. I don't think it's back.
You don't?
I think you just want it back.
I'm pretty sure it's back because I said it's back, Tim. Leopard print.
It does bring out the worst of you. And you're pretty bad to begin with. All right, so this is the part where people can call up on 52232955.
You can try and disagree with me.
They can say, hey, I think it's coming back. Hey, no, it's not coming back.
Tell me you're not seeing it absolutely everywhere. Leopard print's back, baby. We finally got it back.
Happy to take one person to put Jess in her place. She won't care, but it is just nice to hear someone try and bring you back down to ground level.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. 52232955. Give us a call. Is leopard print making a comeback?
Haley in Grovedale on 52232955. Haley, leopard print, it's making a comeback in a big way, right?
I definitely agree.
Oh, Hayley, it's hard to not care.
Okay, Hayley, talk us through your love of leopard print right now.
Okay, I think we're just doing it better this time. Instead of head-to-toe leopard print, we're just doing a little statement piece. One skirt, one top, not at the same time, though.
I think you might have missed what Jess said earlier, where she bought a head-to-toe maxi skirt.
What's wrong with wearing a leopard print jacket with a leopard print skirt?
What did you get called?
I was giving Flintstones.
So, Hayley, do you think that's like subtle nods, like subtle statement pieces there?
No. Head to toe's not okay. I'm just for the statement piece.
I don't care though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Hayley, would a subtle statement piece potentially be, now it might be a bit finicky, but it could that be like fingernail paint?
Ooh.
What do they call that?
Nail polish.
Thank you.
Fingernail paint.
Like acrylic nails?
Yeah, acrylic nails.
Oh, leopard acrylic nails. Yes.
Now, Jess, you can't wear the dress with the nails.
Why not?
Because it's not a subtle piece or whatever Hayley said.
Don't care.
Oh, sorry. Hayley. She doesn't care. What else are some cool ways we can weave it into our repertoire there, Hayley?
Well, Hayley, I bought myself a leopard print maxi dress. Is that allowed?
Maybe break it up with a solid black belt then to just break up the...
Yeah, but like a...
What about a leopard print belt?
A wide belt that almost looks like a T-shirt because it is a T-shirt to cover up all the leopard print. Yeah. Would you think, Hayley, like some go-go socks?
Go-go socks?
Are they a thing?
What are you talking about?
Like,
what?
You know, from like Flashdance, like when they're wearing like...
Are you talking about leg warmers?
Yeah.
Go-go.
Are they not called go-go socks?
We're still in 2025. I think no, but...
We really do appreciate your call, Hayley, but we do not care.
Yeah, unfortunately,
so,
we don't care.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a thanks. Hayley, really, we couldn't have found someone who agreed with you and disagreed with you more at the same time.
Yeah.
But you don't care.
I will be bringing my leopard print dress out this week.
Oh, right. It sounds like you're about to say lawyers. And it's a way less threatening thing to say. You will be hearing from my leopard print.
Wait till my father hears about this.
You'll hear it before you say it. That's how loud it is.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.